Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is warning protesters in Los Angeles that they will be prosecuted. There have been arrests after many protesters were outside an ICE facility today.
All we're doing is trying to help our people from being separated from their families. That's all we're doing.
KNX's John Baird.
A lot of people have showed up. They said to support their people. That's what they're telling me. I did have one man say, hey, look, the protesters chose to light fires and go into the street, and then they got a barrage of tear gas. That's what he said, and he felt that, you know, when they went out in the street and blocked traffic, they crossed the line, and it's no wonder that the law enforcement officers responded.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia is now sitting in a Tennessee jail one day after being brought back to the U.S. after he was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. He's now facing two federal counts in a just unsealed indictment, one count of conspiracy to transport aliens and one count of unlawful transportation of undocumented aliens. CBS's Turian Small.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen, who met with Abrego Garcia in El Salvador in April, reacted to his return, writing in part in a statement, quote, "This has never been about the man. It's about his constitutional rights and the rights of all." Abrego Garcia's arraignment is set to happen next week.
Over the last couple days, President Trump has made the rounds doing a series of phone interviews with reporters. CBS's Christian Benavidas with this one after the Trump-Elon Musk feud.
The feud between President Trump and Elon Musk continued to escalate. In an interview with NBC News, President Trump said Elon Musk will face serious consequences if he funds Democratic candidates.
21-year-old American Coco Gauff prevails in the women's final at the French Open in Paris.
Coco has conquered the clay!
World number two Coco Gauff captures the 2025 Women's French Open crown for her second Grand Slam title.
For the first time in a decade, there's an American champion at Roland Garros.
The call courtesy of TNT Sports. After dropping the first set in a tiebreak, Gauff battled back to beat world number one Aryna Sabalenka in a three-set thriller, 6-7, 6-2, 6-4. Gauff becomes the first American to win the French Open since Serena Williams won it in 2015. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
Happening in 1 hour, the Belmont Stakes. Fans at the track in New York are ready.
It's just exciting to watch the horses.
For a second year, the stakes, which are typically held just outside New York City, are taking place hours away in Saratoga Springs. It's all because of renovations at Belmont Park, which are set to be completed sometime next year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I learned a lot of life lessons from my dad.
He's been there my entire life, and he's been a great example of what a father should be.
He always embraced and taught me to be a cowboy.
Dad has the weight of the world on his shoulders.
The guy is extremely talented and very knowledgeable.
He's a good man and a strong man who's not afraid to do what he needs to do for his family.
It ain't easy every day, and he dang sure made it look easy.
And I'll always be thankful for that.
Boot Barn, keep west.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling, just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Can't make it to Broadway or afford the sky-high price for a seat at one of the most talked-about shows? You can tune in on TV today.
Good evening. A few weeks ago, there occurred a few obscure notices
in the newspapers about a Lieutenant Milo Radulovich.
The penultimate performance of Good Night and Good Luck, starring George Clooney as veteran CBS newsman Edward R. Murrow, will broadcast and stream live.
This proposition is a very simple one. Anyone who opposes or criticizes McCarthy's methods must be a communist.
CNN will do the honors from the Winter Garden Theater. Max will stream simultaneously beginning at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. After the performance, CBS 60 Minutes' Anderson Cooper and Scott Pelley will host a live discussion on the state of journalism. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
Rod Stewart says he is devastated after he is forced to cancel upcoming shows in the U.S. as he recovers from the flu. The 80-year-old recently performed at the American Music Awards. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, and lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny for your Sunday, isolated storms popping up, highs near 70 degrees. More rain for Monday, highs only in the upper 60s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Everything still remains the same. sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Make her happy doesn't take a lot.
You don't ask for things, no diamond rings.
It's all together like a hand.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. With my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking above.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk.
Boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking above.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk. Boardwalk.
Follow. Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
All roads lead to Ferraro's, where tasty pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, perfect for every lunch and dinner craving. This June, Ferraro's invites you to savor the flavor of their margarita pizza, a golden olive oil paste layered with fresh mozzarella and sweet Roma tomatoes. Straight out of the oven, it's garnished with fresh basil and a drizzle of balsamic glaze. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Hey, Max, you look absolutely dashing in that purple tie. Ready to harness the world?
You bet, Daisy. I'm ready as I'll ever be. And might I say, your purple tie really pops with your vest.
Thanks. I almost went with a cape, but didn't want to come across as pretentious.
Nonsense. Anyone in our line of work should rock a cape.
You might be onto something, Max.
Phew. So here we go. First day on the job. You've got this, right?
Right. Don't forget, we both graduated from Dogs, Inc. with honors.
Which means I can guide my human around a busy city with ease.
And I can give my human a restful night.
I hope my human is kind and loving.
And I hope mine likes wet kisses and zoomies.
Ready to make a difference?
Born ready. Let's go.
Discover how extraordinary dogs like Daisy and Max change lives at no cost to the recipients. Visit dogsinc.org.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdelirecine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdelirecine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
As the weather warms up, regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, take in the festivals, soak up the sunshine with a solid selection of Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs, easily foldable and transportable. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider also offers flexible care credit options and top-notch service to keep you on the go. Stop by the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Get moving and enjoy the ride with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdelirecine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdelirecine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
Chill out this summer with unbeatable deals at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your go-to destination for selection, service, convenience, and serious savings. Beat the heat with a sizzling summer special. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Perfect for keeping your drinks frosty on the go. Whether you're stepping inside or cruising through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's has everything you need to keep moving. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, right at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Sweet as the punch.
love the one you're with.
Don't be angry, don't be sad, but don't sit crying over good times you had. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Years, you found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM.
WRJN.
Getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Thoughts of Danny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Danny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?" McGuire still getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bar. McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian has all for me, spoonful.
Just
Buster catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cat.
Racine Raiders football is on the air.
Pump fake by Locke, throwing to Payne along the near sideline, makes the catch, slips a tackle, Payne loose, down the sideline, feel the pain, touchdown, Raiders!
The Racine Raiders Broadcast Network, now on Home Team Network, and back on WRJN. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM.
Locke gives to Benko. Benko up the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders!
Racine Raiders football is brought to you by Active Body Fitness, personal and small group fitness training, Anton Painting and Decorating. Transform your home. Domino's Pizza. Try their Parmesan Stuffed Crust Pizza today. Educators Credit Union. Achieving more together. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty. Where strong Wisconsin roots unlock the home you've been dreaming of. Our Harmony Club. Enriching lives, easing care, creating connections. Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Senior Helpers of Racine and Kenosha, senior care only better. Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's vinyl destination. Woodman's Food Markets, low prices every aisle, every day.
The Racine Raiders, back-to-back national champions.
Now, here's the Racine Raiders broadcast team with tonight's game.
Good evening from historic Horlick Athletic Field. This is Racine Raiders football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network, including Home Team Network as well as WRJN. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I'm Don Wadowitz, joined by Evan Witalison, and our sideline reporter tonight is Tyler Sorensen. It's alumni night here at historic Horlick Athletic Field, so we have a bunch of folks that are members of the Alumni Association in attendance. We will also be carrying live for you at halftime the Hall of Fame induction ceremony that will include Tom Leonard, Eric Feast, and Mark Connolly being inducted as the 81st, 82nd, and 83rd members of the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame. The Racine Raiders went on the road to play the Detroit Ravens in a matchup about a decade in the making. It didn't go the Raiders' way last week. They fell in that game 27-7, but Evan, to some extent, that score didn't dictate or tell the story of that game. It was one of those games the Raiders were really about 6 inches away from that game being 27-20 late in the game. It just didn't quite bounce their way. Couple of missed field goals and a touchdown that was not called a touchdown. The Detroit Ravens actually put out a highlight film that showed that Rico Flores had the ball across the goal line. It was very clear, but they were ruled short on that one, and they turned it over on downs to the Ravens, and that led to the Ravens going on a huge drive that really kind of was the nail in the coffin for the Raiders.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about football being a game of inches, and that's a perfect example right there. Apparently, one of the sideline judges didn't have a good view of the football if it crossed or not before the knee was down. But, you know, we're talking about something we haven't talked about in about 2.5 years or have a game following a loss. And as you mentioned, Don, it could have been totally different. First drive of the game, the Raiders drive down the field pretty much with ease and stall in the red zone. And that's kind of been the theme for the Raiders the last couple weeks. They get to the red zone and they stall. And I know that's one of the point of emphasis that the coaching staff has been talking about this week is we get the ball in the red zone. We got to capitalize. We got to put touchdowns on the board. We can't depend on our kickers to be the ones that are putting points on the board. We have to score touchdowns.
Yeah, and Mike Peralta actually out, apparently may have been playing a little injured last week, which might have led to a couple of pushed field goals last week. So that was that's another injury, too. That's another key thing as part of this Raiders season is I think a few weeks ago there were about 20 players that were had serious injuries that were going to hold them out of at least a game, and that's been something that the Raiders have been trying to work through. They traveled with 50 people last week. The Ravens had about the same, so you had the numbers, but also you had a couple of names in that game that we hadn't seen all season due to some of the injuries and the travel challenges that folks had. The Raiders were expecting Corey Dalton. He, for some reason, was unable to make it for the game, and that led to a lot of switching around in that defensive backfield that led to a couple of big scores.
Yeah, and you talked about the injuries. Justin Benko, I saw, with a scooter, walking around with a scooter and a boot on his leg. You have guys playing typically in positions they don't play in and roles they typically don't play in. And we just saw a lot of miscommunications and breakdown in coverage. A lot of times they were just putting the ball right between the linebackers and the safeties. And one missed tackle, boom, you got a big play. And that's something hopefully they got cleaned up in practice, that communication, so we don't see those problems again this week.
Yeah, Justin Benko out for the year with a torn Achilles. So he's been here for 16 seasons or 14 seasons, and we wish him well in his recovery. His brother Tom was actually getting the start at running back here tonight for the Raiders. So he's been running hard. Last year we talked a lot about how almost every Racine Raiders running back rushed for over 5 yards a carry, and this year that has been that has dropped down. You have Travis Hayes just under 5, but Tom Benko, the only back that is averaging at least 5 yards a carry that has a significant number of carries. This Indy Bison team, they also have a stable of running backs, Evan. They have Corey Bridges, their starter, averaging almost 6 yards a carry. Torrell Williamson, 5.3. Keshawn Adams, 5.2 yards a carry. So they go with a three-back attack back there, really. Those three guys responsible for almost all of their rushes. And they're bringing something the Raiders haven't had this year in a quarterback in Montrezl Heron. He's also a runner, 903 yards through the air, 168, almost 9 yards a carry on the ground.
Yeah, defensively last week, too, the Raiders uncharacteristically could not get to the quarterback. They ended the game with zero sacks for the first time this season. And Heron is going to be a quarterback that if you oversell the pass rush, he's going to be able to find a lane and take it. And running game, Raiders got to get it going, and they got to find a way to contain the contain the quarterback in the pocket. So at least we got a, you know, it's kind of cooled off some, but at least we got a pretty good night for football overall.
We do. And why don't we send it down when we get a chance here to Tyler Sorensen on the sideline to give us a weather report. Andy had a chance to talk to head coach Wilbert Kennedy prior to the game as well. Let's send it down to Tyler.
Yeah, guys, just sort of looking at it, the what weather should be about mid-60s, low of 70s, only a 10% chance of rain, touch of wind going to the south, just sort of talking about the teams, so like sort of left to right. I also talked with head coach Wilbur Kennedy. He said the word of the week for the Raiders, focus. Focus on what you have to do. Focus on everything. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Tyler. Good to have Tyler on the sideline. He's been normally behind a camera for us, and of course, he's been doing the Raider recaps, not to be confused with Evan's Raider Roundup on Wednesday nights at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill, but the Raider recap, which is a couple-minute recap video that he's been doing for us this season and doing a great job of, so we thank him for his efforts and appreciate him joining us as our sideline reporter tonight. Is Andrew Chish unavailable with a family commitment? Got a big crew here for you tonight. Todd Andresen, our director. We have Owen Andresen, Torian Smith, AJ, and George Cometti on cameras. We have Jack Redland, Dave Zuper doing stats. Quinn O'Brien, Ireland Hins on the sidelines. They are doing social media. You'll be hearing from our public address announcer, Dan Pfeiffer, in a moment. Ian Goldstein is doing our scoreboard bug on the broadcast. And staying at home, but still doing social media. I guess we'll give him a little bit of a shout out as Jeremy Wozrick.
He claimed to do in social media, but is he really?
We'll have to see afterwards. And of course, at the WRJN studios, want to thank Daryl Januzzi. He is the producer back at WRJN. Want to thank everybody involved in our production here tonight. Large media team. We're always looking for more folks. If you're interested or you're in the area and you want to volunteer for anything with the Raiders, you can go to RacineRaiders.com, and under the contact link on the website, you are able to send us a volunteer interest form. We'd love to hear from you. Also, something exciting, Evan, that the Raiders announced this week, just yesterday, is the Champions Plaza brick project here at Horlick Athletic Field. By the entrance around where the flagpole is, there is going to be a nice plaza now, a Champions Plaza. And now we'll turn it over to Dan Fife for the public address announcer.
Field in Racine, Wisconsin for Alumni and Hall of Fame Induction Night, as well as tonight's game in the Players Football Association between the Indy Bison and your 11-time national champion, Racine Raiders! It's now time for tonight's team introductions. First, the starting offense for the Indy Bison. On the offensive line, number 50, L.B. Smith. Number 76, Trey Taylor. Number 49, Michael Carter. Number 58, Milton Smith. And number 55, Deontay Freeman. At tight end for the Bison, number 18, Terrence Booker Jr. At wide receiver, number 4, Kalen Crenshaw. Number 7, Dan Rixey. And number 12, Cameron Jackson. At running back, number 6, Corey Bridges. And the quarterback of the Indy Bison is number 5, Montez Heron. The coaching staff for the Indy Bison includes Evan Franklin, Colin Thompson, Marcus Thompson, Mike Perkins, Lamont Golder, Tez Williams, Daniel Ponce, Dan Eason, and Ryan Bramlett. And the head coach of the Indy Bison is Terry Moore. And now, Raiders fans, it's time to celebrate tradition. It's time to represent Racine. And it's time to meet the most successful franchise in the history of minor league football. Here is your hometown team, your back-to-back national champion, Racine Raiders. In tonight's starting defense, on the defensive line, from UW-Whitewater, number 31, Nico Lemke. From J.I. Case High School, number 97, Armani Goodwin. From Simeon Career Academy, number 90, Ron Higgins. And from UW-Whitewater, number 43, Anton Craig. At defensive back, from Iowa Central Community College, number 18, Channing Schultz. From the College of the Desert, number 13, Corey Dalton. From Waterford High School, number 26, Jordan Janowski. And from Iowa Central Community College, number 47, Stephon Chapman. In the linebacker core for the Raiders, from Bloom High School, number 19, Arion Ivy. From Tabor College, number 9, Elvin Turner. And from Bemidji State University, number 15, Gary Young Jr. That coaching staff for the Raiders includes Jeffrey Schitt, Pete Dietz, Pedro Trevino, Nick Aiello, Fulton Bell, Vinny Scocco, Chad Swenson, Mike Baldwin, Caleb Gwynn, Brian Erickson, Michael Kokat, Nick Quinn, and Austin Tenner. And the head coach of the Racine Raiders, it's a Hall of Fame player and Raider alum, Wilbert Kennedy.